For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. We continue our conversations with Lansing City Council candidates with 4th Ward incumbent Jessica Yorko. I spoke with Yorko about why she thinks voters should give her another term.
We're at a crossroads in Lansing where we can make a decision, a conscious decision as a city government, to continue job growth and do that in a more deliberate way where we are expanding opportunities for everyone. Or we can buckle down on some other ideas that I don't support, that I hear a lot of narrative right now about ideas that we can rehabilitate old contaminated buildings without the use of economic development incentives. And I hear ideas about not utilizing city resources to ensure affordable housing for all of our residents. Those are the kinds of things people are concerned about. And I get a lot of attagirl, you know. Thank you for representing us. Thank you for your service. Thank you for taking positions that sometimes are unpopular.
What's one of those unpopular decisions that you might cite?
Well, 59% of Lansing residents are paying more than 30% of their income to rent. So we've had a number of debates about what is the appropriate use of city resources to ensure that we have housing options for everyone. What's troubling to me is that the debate seems to turn to this area where we think about the use of brownfield incentives and brownfield TIFs for high-end housing, and those get approved every time. And then when we have an opportunity to do historic preservation and build new buildings that are mixed income, that prevent gentrification, we run into a lot of issues, and that's very troubling to me. So those have not been tough votes for me, but it's been surprising to me the level of resistance on the city council to making sure that Lansing is a place for everyone.
So far, there's only one other candidate running in the 4th Ward, James McClurkin. In a February interview about Ward 4, he told me, and I'm quoting here, "I don't believe that our interests are at the forefront of city government, and I wish to put it on the front burner for a while." So I would ask you, in your time on the council, would you agree with the notion that the 4th Ward hasn't gotten the attention it needs or deserves from the city?
Well, I spend quite a bit of time working with neighborhood groups in every part of the 4th Ward and discovering with residents what it is that they need and desire and dream and aspire to. You look at Colonial Village, where we had a grocery store, but the prices weren't really attainable for many of the residents, and the food choices weren't the healthiest. That business unfortunately closed. We were able to recruit a new grocer that is both affordable and very healthy options. Being able to walk to a grocery store that has healthy options that they won't have to choose between paying their electricity bill and buying healthy food. You know, those are the things that 4th Ward residents have said to me, help us get those things, that is what we need.
Jessica Yorko represents Lansing's 4th Ward on the City Council, and she's running for a third term. Thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.